And we'll start recapping the season for the lower levels of the Huron Tiger volleyball team, the Tiger freshman team, coached by Samantha Cruz this year, and a sterling record of 15-4 on the season. And, Coach, you never really know what to expect with a freshman team each year, so at 15-4, you had to be happy with pretty much everything you saw this year.
Very true. This group really seemed to enjoy the game of volleyball and really came to practice and was ready to work.
Well, talk about your roster here. You just had one team. Sometimes you have enough to go A and B, but this year just one team and A team. Just run down the roster and tell us what some of the kids gave to you.
We started off the season with 9 players and end up at the end of the season with 6, as one of the players had to be in a wedding. So it kind of changed throughout the season. There was some games where our setter had to go and play at a different level, so we didn't have that person. So we got to see a lot of changes in that. As far as our players go, we had Reese Roselle on the outside. She's a steady all-around player, definitely our serve-receive leader. She did a great job in the back row, and we always counted on her in every serve-receive. She had to be part of that somehow. And then we had Sibia Smith, who is newer to the upper levels of volleyball this year. She's very athletic and quick, can jump really well. At the beginning of the season, we didn't really have her playing. She didn't really know where on the court to go at all. So, and by the end of the season, she's, you know, one of our go-to hitters. We want her to get the ball and hit. And then in our defensive specialist was Briley Hamilton, and she was our communication leader on the court. Mentally tough, she showed that with her serving. She was one of the ones that would go on serving runs very consistently. And if we were missing a player and we only had 6, she had to play all the way around. And one of those games she played all the way around, I think she was our hitting kill leader, so that was kind of interesting there. For the middles, we had Peyton Schuchart, and she was a steady player. We could count on her for serve receiving in the back row, defense in the back row, and as well as playing in the middle front. Probably one of our taller, lankier players, if we can say, you know, 5'8", a tall, lanky player.
This Huron Tigers, that is tall.
Yes, that is. And then we also had Gracie Culver in the middle. Definitely showed some confidence. She was one that always believed we could win, no matter how far down we were. She was one that was like, we can still win. Come on, guys, we got it. And she's a very solid middle, always striving to improve, worked at home so she could get some of those things down. And by the end of the season, her volleyball IQ went from, you know, in the middle range to the upper range there. So that was nice to see. And then for our setters, we had Kenya Bigelow. She was a never-say-die player. You know, she's always going to go after the ball, always going to go get it, and very positive, a great leader on the floor in that way. Chatty Kathy, we would call her for sure. Jazz was our other setter, Jazz McGurr. Very consistent and does a great job for a young player of seeing the whole court and seeing those open spots and getting the ball into those open spots.
So that was about the extent of it there then. Again, not a real large numbers there, but yet obviously you had a pretty good mesh there to go 15-4.
Definitely. These girls have played together for a while now, and you can tell that. And they were able to add some of our new players in and just make them part of the family, if you will. They showed a lot of tenacity. I know in Aberdeen, we went 3 sets with them, and we were down 5-13 and came back and won. So that kind of just shows their attitude. They're not going to quit. They're going to keep going until we finish.
Well, I know I say this to you every year when we talk about freshman volleyball. You know, this is new for these girls. It's a big jump from middle school to high school. You're practicing every day. You don't get the Wednesdays off. You're doing a lot more traveling. You go everywhere to the varsity girls. So there are always adjustments for the freshmen.
Definitely. These girls were all stepped right in, and they were ready to go. They wanted to be involved right away, and they showed that with, you know, things like turning in their cookie money on time. I think that's the first year we've ever had that happen, and turning in sweatshirt money on time. We were always like, oh, just one text, and here we have it all. So
now let's look at, first off, what areas did you feel the girls improved the most from beginning of the season now till when you closed out the season against Pierre?
I would say IQ-wise, like just knowing where they needed to be on the court and seeing the other side of the court. obviously passing improved and some of those other fundamental things, but just seeing, you know, they were thinking about where should I serve? Where are the open spaces? Can I do that serve? And if I'm not a successful server in that spot, I'm not going to try that because that would be a bad idea. So just seeing that IQ raise.
Then on the other side of the equation, what areas would you like to see these girls in improve on? After all, there's always going to be spaces opening when you look ahead to the next season.
Definitely getting stronger and jumping-wise, passing. We definitely need good passers in the upper levels.
And I suppose we can't get anybody to maybe grow up to about 6 foot or so.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Samantha Cruz, head coach here on Tiger Freshman Volleyball. Nice record this year as they went 15-4. More coming up, Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Time now to talk here on Tiger sophomore volleyball with their coach Stacy Westby. The Tiger sophomore team went 12-7 this season, so a nice season for the girls. And Stacy, just kind of give your overview of the season there. Obviously, a winning record is always a goal, but most importantly, make sure the girls are pointed in the right direction here for down the road.
Yeah, exactly. We had a rough start. We lost our first three matches. And then finally we started to figure things out, get a rotation that worked, work together a little bit better. And then things went better. With the 12-7, three of those losses were in three sets. So the girls did a great job this year.
Let's talk about, just kind of go down the roster, talk about each girl and a little bit of what they gave to the team.
Yeah, so for our sophomores, we had Lexi Gilbert and Maddie Huber. And they were primarily back row players along with Reagan Hamilton. And then Bree Ghost, Jada Henrich, Carly Bigelow, and Brooklyn Botel were our sophomores. And then we also had some freshmen come join and help us out. Reese Roselle, Kenya Bigelow, Jazz McGurr, and Gracie Culver.
Well, as you look at some of those names, you got some girls that have their positions pretty much set. But on the other hand, you got a few girls that can do different things for you.
Yeah, we had girls moving around, especially at the beginning of the year, trying to figure out where we could fit together and be successful. The girls were really good about moving around, being willing to try new things, play new positions. It was good for them, and I think everybody got better, so that's great.
Well, I'll just talk about how the girls played together. Just a few of the things that you saw this year, maybe some of the things you saw them really improve on from August till last week when you closed out the season.
I think primarily getting in system. By the end of the year, we were passing so much better, and our defense was picking up more balls, and then our front row gets to hit more. So that always makes the game a lot more fun.
And a few of the other strengths of this team, I see really it's not too much different than varsity. You didn't have a whole lot of size.
Yep, we're still little down at the sophomore level, so really working on getting up, being fast.
And just look ahead to the future here. What are some of the things you'd like to see these girls work on here now down the road? Because, when you pass through the sophomore team, the goal is to be playing in that 7 o'clock match by next year, if not the year after.
Yeah, they just need to keep working hard, making sure that we're working all the way around. Some of these girls only played front row or only played back row, but that doesn't mean that's always how it's going to be. So making sure we continue to be well-rounded players.
Stacy Westby, head coach here on Tiger sophomore volleyball, as they came out of the season with a record of 12 wins and 7 losses. More coming up here on Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Now we talk here on Tiger Volleyball, and the JV coach, Abby Hayengay, she's the newcomer on the squad this year as she joined the staff this year after moving over, I believe, from Minnesota. And Abby, first off, we're just going to get a little background on yourself. Windham, Minnesota is where you were, and you were coaching over there for a while, right?
Yep, I volunteered when I was in college with Windham with my high school coach, Ron Windorf, whom Shelly actually knows. They're very close friends. So small world, and then last year I was the head volleyball coach in Fulda, Minnesota.
Well, talk about some of your coming up. Obviously, you played high school volleyball, right?
Yes, I did. We won state my freshman year 10 years ago to the date 2 days ago. So.
Well, let's talk about, first off, Fulda, you're the head coach. You come here, I assume, here on a bigger school, but yet you're the JV coach. Was there a lot of transition for you with that?
No, not really. I felt a lot more comfortable as the JV coach. Fulda was a really small school, so I did feel comfortable as their head coach, but not so much walking into here. It was kind of a relief, and I felt more in my place taking the JV role and kind of learning the system as I went.
Then also, what is your teaching position here?
I'm a fifth grade teacher at Washington at the 4-5 Center.
And is that kind of where you're at? That's elementary is kind of your niche for that?
Yes. Last year I taught third grade, and this year I'm in fifth grade, and I've enjoyed the change.
Okay, let's talk JV volleyball now. I believe you said the record went 10-9 this year. Just some of your thoughts on that.
Yeah, we started the season kind of slow, but with JV, that first match of the night is always kind of tough to get into. We started out 0-4 and then 1-6, so we really came back and had a really good end of our season. I think we learned a lot of things along the way, and we took a lot of games to three. There were 9 matches that we went to 3 sets. So we really were trying to figure out how to either win in 2 or lose that first game and come back and win the next 2.
Well, just kind of go down the roster, talk about the kids you had, and while some girls you had maybe more than others, some girls moved in, moved back. That's just the life of a JV coach.
Yeah, we just really fluctuated, but we kind of were flexible and just went with it, and the girls did a really well job with that. Number one, Lexi Gilbert, she played back row for us. She actually got moved to right back, and she played that position really well, which is really different from left back. You would think it wouldn't be, but it was quite a change, so she did pretty awesome at that. And then Maddie Huber, she was our libero. She did really well. She, by the end of the season, not a ball was hitting the floor on her, so that's really good to see. And then we had Bree Ghost. She played our middle and served for us, and she really improved from the start of the season to the end, and she really was a blocker in the middle. She really took control of that net. And then Emily Dale actually played right side for us all the way around in the front row, which was good because she is now in varsity, and I think that was a good help for her. She came a long way, too, and she really became a big hitter for us. And then Elena Dale, her sister, she played left all the way around. We had her not play back row, not play front row. She kind of just went with it in JV and just got some more touches on the ball. And she, again, was a big hitter for us. And then Carly Bigelow was our setter. She really kind of was the glue of our team. She held together our team a lot. She just kind of ran the offense, kept us all in control, and had that energy that we needed most of the time. And her serve, she had a lot of runs that were 7 or 8 points in a row with that serve. And then Jada came in our third matches, and she had some really big blocks or sets or hits for us, and she was really fun to watch. And then Brooke actually played left all the way around. She too was our go-to hitter and really kind of took dominance on the court. And then Libby played middle for us, and I think that really helped with her blocking, not only in JV, but it carried to her varsity matches as well. And then Reagan again played right back for us and came in to serve. She did a very, very nice job. And then Brooklyn again, she played middle for us and got some touches in the left front and back row. So overall, it's a great group of girls. They were really fun to coach.
You know, that's one of the things I see this with JV every year, where sometimes you got a girl there just to work on certain things. I think Elena Dale is probably the best example of that, where he said for a while she was just working front row at the beginning, then later she needed to, wanted to get her some extra reps back row. And that's kind of the other things you're doing too as JV, because realistically the main thing for JV is to make sure the varsity's ready.
Yeah, I would say that's what, again, why we were just so flexible, and kind of each match we knew what we had to do, and we just got the job done, and the girls were really flexible as well. And I think we really, by the end, really learned how to compete and want to win.
You know, and that was the other thing, too, as a JV coach, you got to be counting sets. You're okay as long as it's just a 2-set match, but if it went to 3, then all of a sudden, well, I can't play her. You know, there was always mixing and matching going on.
Yeah, our third set was a completely new lineup, and I always warn the scores table, okay, this is new, but they had it down to a T. If we went 3, they knew what we had to do, and there were a lot of matches that we still came away with a W after the 3, so the girls coming off the bench got the job done as well.
Well, first, tell us what were the biggest improvements you saw out of these girls now from August till you closed out the season against Pierre?
I think one thing was not getting down on ourselves. Not if someone went on a run, we were able to the end to come back from that and not just kind of hang our heads and, okay, it's over. We were able to come back from some huge deficits and either get really close or walk away with the win, actually. So that was a big thing. Also, two is keeping a lead. We build that lead from a serve, say, by 8 points, and sometimes it got within one or two again. So I think we really learned how to do that well, and I always kind of use the saying that I got from my head volleyball coach in high school, you kind of got to step on a dog and kick it when it's down, and we got to learn to do that and not let teams come back with us. Just keep that gap and have it grow and grow and grow and learn how to finish and not think that teams whom you were better than kind of just can play at your level. So just kind of competing throughout the whole match and not just thinking we have it under our belt if it's only to say 15.
And then the other part of it, and you kind of answered it already, but what are some of the ways you want to see these girls improve now as they head into next year? Obviously, some of these girls already playing varsity. The other ones, they're right on the cusp.
Yeah, I just think they just have to keep competing and wanting to win, and then that will take control of their game. They have all the little things and the fundamentals being set part of this great program. They have it all. They just have to put it to good use and keep that mentality of not getting down on themselves and just keep improving. And even if it's not a win or a loss, but just being satisfied with the effort given and if you got truly did get beat or if you kind of beat yourself. So they just got to keep pushing, working better, and always trying to outmatch their opponents.
And one last thing, too, and I hope you don't mind me asking so, but I know next year we won't be calling you Abby Hay and Gay. When is the wedding?
It's August 3rd of next summer, so 2019.
And Sutton Massett, a former Redfield Pheasant, I believe.
Yes, that is true. That's why I'm here.
And overall, just talk about you're in the Huron system now. What have you seen? And obviously, I'm sure you like it here and working under Shelley as a veteran coach.
Yeah, no, it's been wonderful. Volleyball has always been a huge part of my life and coaching back home. I wanted to continue and the spot opened up and Shelley knows Ron Windorf, which small world again. I was so thankful. I think it was just meant to be. It's a wonderful program here and just fun to go in and compete each and every day. And then teaching fifth grade at Washington, I really enjoy as well. It's a great community.
Abby Hayne-Gay, she's the JV coach for Huron Tiger Volleyball, finished out the season with a record of 10-9. Of course, Huron Volleyball closes out the season today at the state AA tournament in Sioux Falls. Still to come, we're going to switch gears now from volleyball to football. One final visit with Michael Schmitz, head football coach of the Huron Tigers. Kind of a salute that senior class, 15 members strong, that led the Huron Tigers this year on a trip to the Dome in the 11AA championship game. That's next on Dakota Sports KOKK.
We're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. We talk with Michael Schmitz one last time for this season here on Tiger Football Coach. Tigers, a state runner-up, losing to Pierre in a great ball game a week ago at the Dakota Dome for the 11AA championship. And, Coach, here, you get to that stage of the season, of course, memorable for everyone, but it all started back in August, all started and finished, really, with 15 seniors you had on this roster.
Yeah, definitely, and they really made it to a point to do the best that they could all year long. And kind of strive towards what they could accomplish if they really put their mind to it.
Now, 15 seniors, this is probably one of the bigger bunches of seniors you've had since you took over.
Yeah, this one a couple years ago, those are kind of the two big numbers that we've had roll through here. So yeah, it's kind of nice to have a really big senior class.
Well, we'll just go down each senior one by one, talk a little about each kid. I'll just take the roster in numerical order. We'll start off with number four, Jep McGurr, quarterback, safety, really is quarterback on both ends of the ball or both sides of the ball there.
Yeah, definitely. He helped to kind of run the defense, and he knew what was going on, and he's just a physical kid and a fun kid to work with.
Now, Emerson DeVries, he was on most, if not all, of the special teams. He started a couple games at corner due to injuries, and obviously that's a kid that just does whatever is asked.
Yeah, definitely. Hardworking kid, you know, doesn't complain about anything, just shows up and works.
Now, Daniel Vetch, linebacker, he did work through some injuries this year, and as I remember last year as well, he missed about the first half of the season, but when we had him on the field and he ended up starting the championship game after Walker Schultz's injury, he was a very effective defensive player for us.
Yeah, you know, and the growth that he showed over the last couple of years, he really turned into a really good player and somebody we could count on.
Now move on to Matt Kotz, number 25. I really don't know where to start because officially he's listed a linebacker, wide receiver, but he was a running back, fullback type till this year when he moved out to wide receiver. And while he's listed as a linebacker, I would say, and I don't think I'm exaggerating, he probably played 9 of the 11 defensive spots at one point this season.
Yeah, definitely. He was a kid we could count on, especially on defense, to set the edge and to play fast and do whatever was needed. And he moved out to wide receiver just to kind of help bolster that wide receiver position, you know, give us a couple more options and you know, just truly a kid that'll do whatever is needed.
And Dana Huber, another kid, was on most of the special teams. I believe he started a game or two at linebacker, started a game or two at running back, and of course had a touchdown scored a touchdown in the championship game, just being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, definitely another hardworking kid. You know, a little undersized, but his fight and determination that he has, you know, let him get in, you know, in games where when it was important, and it was important, and he did a great job.
Next one is Thatcher Dramstad, just came out this year, moved over from soccer. He had never kicked a football till August. He ended up 27 of 34 on extra points, and I went back and looked at my stats, and he had 7 misses, and 5 of them came in the first 2 games, and after that he really settled down, kind of got into his rhythm.
Yeah, definitely. He got really good at what he was doing. You know, he struggled right away, but it was a different kind of ball that he was kicking, and you know, he came and he'd show up to practice every day with a smile on his face and ready to work.
Now, Chipper Schillingstad, another guy like Matt Kotz, where he could do a lot of different things. He struggled with injuries in the second half of the season, also at the Dome, but this shows for his talent right there. I think he was all-conference on defense last year and on offense this year.
Yeah, definitely, and he's a hardworking kid, you know, and he brings kind of a special dynamic with how quick he can get in and out of cuts and in and out of holes and just his determination.
Now, Bryce Steffen was a 3-year starter, although both his sophomore and junior seasons, he did struggle some with injuries, played the full year this year, also punted for us.
Yeah, you know, just a versatile kid, works hard. You know, we could rely on him offensively, defensively, and I think he punted just really well all year. It didn't look the prettiest, but it was effective.
And it seemed like he got better and better as the season went on. He had a couple of big punts there in the Dome.
Yeah, definitely. It was just one of those things when it was time to punt, we knew that we were going to get the best out of him that we could, and he was going to help set us up.
Next is the Walton Twins, but we will separate them here. First off, Remington Walton started on the offensive line, rotated in on the defensive line, and I believe he was a tight end coming up and then moved into the line.
Yeah, just another kid that did whatever we needed him to do. You know, he was, like you said, kind of a tight end spot, and he moved to the interior line and really just kind of grasped a hold of that and really kind of it looked like he kind of enjoyed it and was successful at it and just a good kid to be around.
And twin brother Benjamin, really kind of the same thing. I think he was a tight end at one point too and then just got moved in the line because they had the size and that's where the need was.
Yeah, definitely. Willing to chip in wherever they want. You know, they both of them really always had a smile on their face, except when they were competing against each other. They just liked to battle each other, and you know, Ben was one of those kids that you could rely on, especially defensively and offensively, you know, to do the job that needed to be done.
And outside of knowing which number they were, I imagine you still weren't sure which one was which. I know whenever I'd ask you a question, who's going to play this spot, who's going to play that spot, you always said one of the Waltons, which, in other words, you weren't really sure which one, but you knew one of them.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And they were so unique in their own rights, but at the same time, just to look at them, you know, besides their hair, you know, they're very similar.
Now, Zach Heinen, he was a special teams player, but I also remember, I believe it was Spearfish, he played a lot of defensive end that game due to injuries and played very well.
Yeah, he did, and, you know, he didn't come out until late in his career and really worked hard to get himself set up right, and when he got an opportunity, he made the best of it.
Now, Parker Brower, he is one of the inspirational guys, starting offensive tackle, starting defensive end. He looks to me like he kind of made himself into a football player. He didn't play a whole lot of D last year, and this year he was all conference.
Yeah, definitely, and he really got himself into the weight room and worked himself into a spot and definitely was an energy level guy that kind of kept our energy up and our spirit up and continued to fight through the whole game.
Hunter Shoemaker was a reserve and, you know, just was one of those good guys to have on the team. Didn't get a lot of playing time, but when he got his spots, he was effective and was just a good kid in the locker room.
Yeah, he was a great kid to have around. Always have a smile on his face and do whatever was needed in practice and help to make his teammates better.
And then Gabe Rieger, he was a two-year starter. In fact, I played quite a bit as a sophomore as well, and almost he and Parker Brewer looked the same, kind of acted the same. Gabe had a little nasty to him, which you need there out there in the field as well, and he had a great game at the Dome.
Yeah, definitely, you know, played lights out there, and really all year long gave everything he had, you know, wasn't going to leave anything on the field, and you know, just was a leader when it came to especially his energy level and his work ethic.
Then Josiah Savory, he had last guy here on the list. He had his season kind of cut short. He was playing very well, then dislocated the elbow against Spearfish. Did practice some and tried to come back and get in a little bit, but boy, that was a tough injury to come back from.
Yeah, definitely, and he gave it everything he had every single snap. Anytime he got in on defense, he was going 100 miles an hour right towards the ball and just a good kid to have around, you know, to be able to do what was needed and sacrifice himself for the betterment of the team.
It'll look like he fit in well with the team. If you don't know Josiah's story, I believe he moved in from North Dakota for the beginning of his junior year, played nine-man football there, and assimilated very well, I thought, to moving to a higher level here in South Dakota.
Yeah, definitely. Worked hard to get where he was at, and the team embraced him, and he embraced the team, and it was kind of fun to watch.
Well, that's the senior crew that we have. Again, 15 kids, so, you know, it's always hard to say goodbye, but it's a little easier maybe this year because of the things this team and this group of seniors accomplish.
Yeah, definitely. They kind of set some things up on the right way, and they took a step forward for the program, and it's tough to watch them go, but at the same time, their legacy will always live on.
Michael Schmitz, head coach here on Tiger football, wrapping up a season where Huron is state runner-up in 11AA, finish out the season at 6-6, and a lot of accomplishments for the season. The six wins, the most by a Huron Tiger football team since 1993. First trip to the Dome to play for a championship since 1992. Wins over Yankton and Aberdeen for the first time in over 20 years as well, and a 15-member senior group leaving the team after this season. That'll wrap up this edition of Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK. Mike Hendrickson and the Sports Max coming up shortly. Later on this today, we'll have Huron Tiger Volleyball as they wrap up their season at the state AA tournament over on Tiger 95. Up next is Territorial Rodeo Update, brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.